What was this far on to, so? And the Shechar, he said Shechar is a Shehakol. Why? Because it's Yotam Mechlau Achila, right? It's Yotam Mechlau Achila. What was washing in? Where was it? Chav Zayin on it? Yotso, he says that the Mei Shlokos is like them, meaning what? It's still Torah's Ochel. But the Shechar is what? Yotso mi Torah Se'orim. Yotsu mi Torah Se'orim. So what would you say about coffee? So what would you say about coffee? So it would seem it's not Yotsu mi Torah's coffee. Because Se'orim is a food. Right? Se'orim is a food. Max, welcome back.
Thank you.
Were you here yesterday?
No.
Now he's saying Mei Peros is Mei Shlokos is Kishlokos, meaning to say that it's not Yotzo Mitoras Ochel, but the Yerek has a din of Ochel, and this is not Yotzo Mitoras Ochel. Well, my question is this: if the original thing is not an Ochel, right, and its whole thing is Omed L'Shasia, so is that, in other words, what's the idea of Yotzo mi Torah's Ochel? Does it mean it's now a Shinoi from the original thing? So now it can't be considered the Bracha of the original thing, because it's like Ishtani L'Gviusa, right? Or does it mean anything that's a Shasiya is a Shehakol? So Nafkamini would be by coffee. Of course, you can't say it's Yotzo mi Torah's, the first din. That is the whole din of coffee. It's not a Shinoi. It's not like essentially it's an ochel and now you're changing it into a mashka. That's a shinoi from the thing, right? But if you say the whole thing was originally harvested and grown for shasiya, that's a kiyum of the original thing, right? So I think the answer is the shivsa. Take a look at what I say about the shivsa. He says, it's Esev Shenosnim B'Tavshil Kedei Lehatimo. Yeah. The Alamayim Shalo Mavoich Bori Pri Adoma Kmo Al Esev Atzmo. Why? D'Kaimalon Maya D'Kulu Shalki D'Kulu Shalki. Does that mean that the Esev... The only thing is the Gemara says that what? That after it gives its tam into the mayim, it's not an ochel anymore. Right? After it gives its tam into the mayim, it's not an ochel anymore. Correct? So what does he mean you make a boy pri adama like the Esev? He means like the Esav was before you cooked it. Right? Like the Esav was before you cooked it. But... yeah, like the Esav was before you cooked it. Now, what's the Gemara's question? So, how's he learn the question in the Gemara? I'm just trying to think this through here. So, how's he learn the question in the Gemara? What's the question about the shivsa? The misuki taima of the that's the maskana, it's the misuki taima. But the other way is that it's lavuri zuama, and therefore what? And then if it was lavuri zuama, what would you say? That it's then it'll be a shahakal, he's saying. then it would be a shahakal. Right? Then it would be a shahakal. Why would it be a shahakal then?
I don't know what they're going to go as far as, but he does say the requirement is kedei lahatimo.
He says it has to be kedei lahatimo. And he says it's what? He says,
right.
And he says, and if you can ask, why is it different than the dvash? So he says, hosam ishtanu l'griyusa. Olacha li'iluya ishtanu. Li'iluya ishtanu. U'mavarchan olayu boi priyadama. It's an improvement. The shivsa is considered an improvement when you put it in the pot, right? So then he says, "Oh, so why don't you say beer is also an improvement, right?" So forget about the tam with the pas. Forget about the ishtani liya. Forget about the other idea. Apparently, that's a question of whether you go by the substance as it is or its potential. But his other reason is that it's not an ochel anymore. Right? It's not an ochel anymore. Why? It's yotza mitoras ochel. But he says, Sheikha is yotza mitoras ochel legamri. Yeah, it's mashri still. And the shivsa. The shivsa. And he's going to have to say that the shivsa is eaten like a food.
Initially.
Even in the pot.
Even after
it loses
its tom?
The bread. He's going to have to say his svara.
But even after it loses its tom?
No, not the shivsa. I mean the water.
The water.
He's going to have to say, you would see him, he's learning that, because you eat it with pas, like he said about the mei shlokos.
Huh.
Right. Right, so it seemed according to him, still you'd make a shakal on the coffee. Because that's purely a drink. He has an interesting idea that the derech achila is also koveh at the bracha. Right? It's an interesting idea that shesia, even though it's from a vegetable, if it's essentially shasiya, then it's shaka. Why should that be? See, this is the part that I'm not sure about. Is it because the original thing was an ochel, and now you're changing it? You're changing its derech achila. The original food was consumed as an ochel. Right, and now you're consuming it as a shasiya. Right, so this whole question is only when the thing you start out with is like a yerek.
Didn't we say that anything that grows like on the tree or on the plant you make a ha'etz or ha'adama on automatically?
Unless it's not derech achilaso.
If it's not derech achilaso, you don't make
a shakal.
Really? So you didn't say that.
Yeah, like a raw vegetable.
A raw vegetable
that you normally eat cooked. Or like the korah. It's a shahakal because it's not derech achilaso. But well, that's that we say because it's not pretty. But it depends on how you learn. But the question is like this: the coffee. You can't really say this about coffee. You can't say coffee started out as an ochel and becoming a shasiya is a shinoi. You know what I'm saying? He's saying by the shivsa, it's an improvement in its derech achila. Because you really want to eat it as a meal and you want the thing to be consumed, you want the tam of the thing to be consumed in everything else you eat, and so that's an improvement in the derech achila of the shivsa as an ochel, right? But and if the sheikhar the seorim, I mean, I'm saying also is really an ochel. And now you're changing it. He also says this. He says, see, that's the only thing that he says, yotza mitora seorim. What does he mean by that? Yotza mitora seorim. Oh, that's the second answer. Is that the second answer?
What is it?
Oh, that's the second answer. I'm sorry. That's the second answer. Right. Of all Sheikha Yotza mitora ochel gamri. Yeah.
The ships are though,
you can't eat it.
Okay. And as opposed to coffee, which you can't eat.
That's the chilek I'm wondering about. Would you say it's yotza mitoras ochel if it never was toras ochel?
Yeah, it's going coffee from beans? It's an inedible
never?
State beforehand. You can't just
eat. No, you don't eat the coffee beans.
So you're going from inedible to an edible
right.
state.
So then what? So then that is the way to eat it.
That's the svara. That would apparently be the svara of saying it's a bar pri eitz.
I mean, would it be any different than a potato? What would the distinction be between that?
Well, it's more complicated than the potato because it's a shasiya now. It's a shasiya, and that's part of his reasoning over here. That is being transformed from an ochel to a shasiya. But my question is, is that in itself a problem, that shasiya intrinsically is a shakal? Or that the shasiya is now a shinoi in the achila of the pri? Right? That's why it's a shakal. I don't really see a reason why shasiya should intrinsically be a shakal. I mean, you see make a bar pri gofen on grapes. So there's nothing intrinsic that shasiya has to be a shakal. So it must be he means because it's a shinoi from its shame ochel, whereas the mei shlokos is not a shinoi from the shame ochel, and the sheikhar is a shinoi from the shame ochel.
So you'd make an adama and coffee?
You'd make
eights.
According to it would seem according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, you should make an eights on coffee, and I guess an adama on tea.
No.
Well, it's not one of the Shiva. But the Tosfos would still say Shahakal. Because Tosfos says it's just Tom. One of Tosfos' reasoning is that it's just Tom Baoma.
What's his reason for hates?
Because you don't call. It's not that Shasiya is intrinsically a Shinoi. It's not that shasiya intrinsically gets a shahakal. It's that if the thing, it's a barometer of its change from its source. Now he's saying, if it changes its whole derech achila from the original thing that it comes from, then you can't call it back on the shame of the pri anymore. So if the yerek is eaten, it's a food, a yerek is a food, and now you convert part of it into a shasiya. So that is enough to say that it's zeya ba'alma because it's no longer considered the thing itself. It's a whole different derech achila. Now, he has another idea that you can change the. It's not just a question of the shape of the thing. It's a question of its derech achila. It's not just a question of a physical extraction. Over here, as we say, that's not a change. As long as it's still in the same derech achila, that's enough. But if you change the derech achila, then it's like a new thing already. And now it's a shakal. But the coffee, you can't say you changed the derech achila of the coffee. That is how you eat the coffee. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
Nobody eats coffee beans.
That's correct.
So the only way that you eat coffee is through the shasiya. So you can't say turning it into a mashke is a change from the original pri. Because that's what the original pri is for. Whereas a yerek, it's essentially an ochel.
What about steps? Like, for example, with wheat, right? You have a step to make it into flour and then to make it into bread. You call that a shinoi, correct?
That's because it's griusa. At that point, it's considered griusa.
But then you also have with coffee, just for example, you grind it, right? And the grounds is a griusa. And then you use that and you make it into a mashke, right?
That's a good question.
I mean, there is a step of shinui.
You grind it first. But, I don't think that's... that would be a shaila if you're eating the grinds. Maybe it would be a shaila if you're eating the grinds.
Well, no one eats flour.
One eats the flour.
What's the difference?
Well, the flour...
that's the flour you make a charcoal.
Well, I don't know if you can compare the process of turning flour into bread to putting...
How many people do eat it?
Well, not according to Reignon, he's saying people really don't really eat it, but since it's ground. But those are all because the Shein Pri, that all is different. The Shein Pri is really at the Seorim stage. People do eat Chitim. But this is not considered ready, this is not considered Ochel
until
it's brewed. And I don't think you can consider these intermediary processes a Shinoi of the Pri. The Pri is not getting merged. But that's what I'm saying. According to Tosfos' reasoning, that the beer is taima is tam ba'alma. According to one of his reasons, that it's tam ba'alma, you still would not make a boy priates on the coffee. And also he says shesia omer shakol. That's the next after the next sugya. Does Shasiya intrinsically, that's also the Rush mentions them like that, right? That's Shasiya is a shackle. But, we'll have to keep this in mind.
So according to us in the Rush, coffee would be shackle? Is that reason?
It would be a suffix at least, according to them. It would be a suffix according to them. If one of their reasons would say it's a shackle. It's funny, I didn't go through the rest of the tree. I just saw the question was brought up in Yabia Omer, that he wants to say it's a suffix. It's a suffix if coffee is an eitz or a shakel. He says the ones that say Adam are wrong because they apparently didn't realize coffee is a tree. But, so he has a shiloh like this. What if you're about to drink a cup of coffee and you have a fruit? And you make a bar priest on the fruit. Should you not? You shouldn't make bracha on the coffee also.
The coffee bean definitely grows as like a separate part of the tree, or like part of the tree. Like wouldn't be like Korah, right. Where even it's,
no, no, no. It's a berry. It's a berry.
Good try, man.
Well, it goes through a lot more
people. How's that a different case than just having coffee by itself?
What bracha would you make on coffee by itself?
Yeah.
Not like that.
I don't know. Would you make a bar priest on coffee by itself? I don't know.
What would be the difference of having a fruit like before and then having a coffee?
Like a separate.
Oh, because if you had the coffee first, you'd make a shahakal. Right? I guess you're not supposed to have in mind the. You're really supposed to do it the other way. Well, his question is if it's a suffix, if it's a bar priest, then if you make the bar priest first. So he said, some say you should have in mind not to be yotze with the fruit.
And then make a shakel.
But then he says, maybe that's a bracha shenis rishon. You can see where.
Don't drink coffee.
That's a simple solution.
Because
the Rabbinian
only hold like completely opposite of the Rambam.
Yeah, I've heard something.
If you're not supposed to drink it, then it would be.
He holds.
That's exactly where it would be.
He holds that it's because it's. He doesn't say anything about it having to be something that's mostly cooked and mainly eaten. He just holds it as a question of derech achila. And it's a it has to be shtani liluya. But I mean, the Rambam would definitely say shakel on coffee, like we said before, because you don't eat the bean. It's not the way to. It's not part of preparing the bean, in my opinion. I mean, you could learn the Rambam the other way. You could learn the Rambam. I think Yochai Shochan wants to learn the Rambam differently. That when he says you cook the thing, he doesn't mean cook the thing to eat it. But,
it's all redundant.
Yeah, right. But, that would be the question by the coffee. And the Rashba also would seem to make a shock. Rashba also makes a shakel. I don't know. The Rashi was hard to know. Maybe not. Maybe the Rashi was hard to also think about periods. Right, because he goes by what the das is, what the main purpose of the thing is. I think the Rashi would also make about periods. But the Rashba doesn't talk about beer. That's the only thing. He doesn't mention beer. He doesn't bring up the question. Why would you make a... that's the question. Why is beer different? He doesn't talk about it. The Rashba doesn't talk about it.
Wait, but wasn't the idea of the Rashba?
I didn't see it.
Wasn't the other Rashba.
Sorry. Yep.
Isn't the Rashba's whole thing that is the way that you eat the juices?
Right.
Quite similar to the olive or whatever.
Right. Yeah. The
so
Rashba
coffee
would all...
is not really analogous because there it's not like that's not the way that you have the juices of a coffee bean. There's no juice in a coffee bean.
Just... even more so. I mean, that's the whole way the thing is consumed. It's all grown for this. In the Rashba holds even fruit juices. If that's the way the fruit is grown for the juice, then you. It was just, we were just saying a bigger chiddush that even if the vegetable is cooked,
right.
That's enough. But if the whole thing is just for the
right.
In this case, it's just like a backhanded thing. Since
yeah,
this thing
yeah.
is cooked, right.
Right.
The only way to have
but coffee would be a vaday. Right. Coffee would be a vaday.
Right.
By the way, I saw. Do we have an Igros Moshe down here?
I don't think so.
No.
Where do we go?
All right. We have Chelik Aleph in Orachayim. I saw he learned the tzlaf the same way that we did. We learned the same way when Mechavet the way he learned that Gemara. Because the question was, someone asked him a question, is that people don't grow the tzlaf anymore to eat the leaves. The olam and the timaros. Right? And the Gemara says, you make a boy be a dama, because the daiti dachi, not the inch. Right? That's the Gemara by the tzlaf. Right, so he says, Amrav Nachman tzlaf not the inchi adai to the shusa. That's why you make a bar priya dhamma on those things. So he asked him, someone asked for Moshe, but nowadays nobody does it. Nobody plans it for that reason, so maybe you should make a shakal on it. Right? So, let me read you what he says. The problem with these chuvas, you don't know the vegetables he's talking about. Sometimes he says himself he doesn't know what he's talking about. He just knows what they have to describe.
No.
We can't get these are like Russian words. I don't know what these are.
Even better. I brakar yigar.
So how do they talk about the coffee? Is it a suffix that you make a
shakal? Most told shakal.
What are you saying? Say it again. Here. Then if you ask the kushi on the shayla, answer up the kushi. You can have stuff in between.
This tshuva, this shaila was unsigned. I don't know if it's unsigned now, but
you show me after.
Doesn't say who wrote it.
But yeah, could be true.
Maybe these are all from the same guy. Bad questions from. Anyway, so
you mean unsigned to who it was from? Who sent the question? You mean?
Right. Usually it says who it's from.
You don't want to be there.
Yeah.
He said like this: Be'inyan ha'olin v'tamaros v'tzlaf she'begmor isa shemvorech alayi bor pri adama v'tein ifsa gam b'shulchan aruch b'sharat zion hei v'shem birki yosef v'kayom Lo noti inshia daita de olam v'tomorrow. So yesh levorach alayu shakol. It's not his question. So the Birkei Yosef is quoted in the Shara Tzion that v'zman hazeh, nobody plants the tzlaf for the olam and the tomorrows. So then he says, you should say a shakol. He says, the Moshe Leges, he named Lamasha Biarti. I don't know where he was, maybe he has a long tshuva earlier, maybe over here he goes through it. Gelo pligia makshav Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak b'metzias. She says, because the Gemara first says, it's not the inshidaiti for these tomorrow, all those and tomorrow. Right? Mm-hmm. And then, all of them tomorrows. And then the Gemara says, no, not the inshidaiti. So he says, it's not a machlokas and metzias.
That's the Rashi, right?
Right. Elisha be'etzem lo notu adaitet olam v'tomorrows. The essential reason is not for these things. Gam b'zman ha'gemara. Kedomra maksha. That was the maksha, saying that the essential das is not for these things. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak matareitz rak she'ein kepeda lenoteya she'yiye dafko shlo lechol olam v'tomorrows. It just has to be that the noteya is not makbid not to eat these things. Shekevan she'ein mematin es ha'ilon b'kach lo ichbas l'noteya gam she'yitlo sha'olin v'atamaros. As long as it's not going to destroy the tree, then the noteya doesn't care that you pull these things off. Kishi yirtza. L'chein lo bot l'daito achakach kishi yachshov l'tolshon l'ochel l'ochlon b'nechshav l'ochel b'odo m'chubar. Now that's enough. As long as you know it's edible, and you're not makbid that you shouldn't destroy the tree by taking them off, that was the machlokas. That's enough
that
to make
changed.
Them a pre.
That hasn't changed.
Ain makom lechidush. Right. So it says according to that, there's no makom for the chidush of the Birkei Yosef. Gam bismana gemara haya kain. It was the same metzias now and then. In time of the Gemara was the same thing, and they still made Bari Adama. Shemach Shavaso Ata Latolsham Lachila Machshiva Lepri Adama Lebracha. I had a little slightly different take on it. He's saying the Machshava now, which wants is makes it like a bracha. The Chayin Yesh Lahorish Af Bismanina Shivarich Bari Pri Adama Kamo the Ifsik Bigmar. Yeah. So you see, he learns also a similar way. Not a machlokas with metzias. The metzias is essentially it's for the other thing, but it is edible and it's not going to be right. That's like the Ramban. Lush the Ramban also is similar to that. That stam das is on everything that's edible, but the question is the das, is that stam das enough to be machshavit a pri? So that depends. If it's on something that's not part of the essential elan for the that's supporting the pre, that's the ikker, then it'll be able to have a shampri.
No, okay. According to those I found that learned that it really does depend on.
I don't know.
No, I'm just wondering, does that depend on the individual, like the guy who
no,
does it, or Zman, in general?
Zman. That's another whole question. How local do you go? That's another whole question.
What are you asking? What are you asking these things?
Yeah.
You hold up these other achronim, I'm saying. So you hold up these other achronim.
I'm going to mark it myself, certainly.
It's fake fakeer or something. It could hold like this.
Yeah.
According to Birkei Yosef,
is he on the Johar? He's one of the guys on the bottom there.
Shara Tzion is the Mishnah Berurah, no? The bottom. Yeah. This is a crazy question. The guy says, what about a potato? He says, maybe you should... answer the question. He says, Bedovar, aired apple. An aired apple. Right, that's a potato. Right? Aired apple. You feel it? No?
Takuchay Adama?
Huh?
Like Takuchay Adama?
Yeah. Right?
Is that like Yiddish?
aired apple is Yiddish. Shehikshi Yiddish kevashim gedilim b'shoresh ein lach shivam ikra hapri. So since they grow in the root, it's a tuber, it's a root, can't consider it ikra hapri.
What about
a carrot also, like all a radish and
everything that grows from the ground?
Radish, yeah.
Any roa kushya the cave and the kol and the tia here daita the hachi who ikra pri.
Right, just like the
tia. The chol machum shugid ol af ba'anach ol b'shorish. The chain beliftos shigamti him bekarka him ikra pri. I don't know what I was even thinking.
Is it turnips?
Yeah. Boricus.
This guy's question was based on the fact that anything in the ground couldn't be a pri.
I don't know what it was based on. Anyway,
what was the
question? A
potato. Okay.
you make a boy pre, can you call it a pre since it's
a root?
A root.
That was somebody's question.
Can what? You believe it?
I don't
does
know.
The plant have any other it doesn't have any other
potato?
What's it called? I think the grows off the tree and hop comes off and becomes a pre.
It's a radish. This is how dumb it's not how
it's all pre.
It's a pre-hard demo.
Yeah.
What is he?
Good one.
Yeah.
He says, of course, it's a pre. I'm
thinking about that one.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Why would they print it?
This is why the guy didn't sign it.
What?
That's his question.
It's fan mail for the motion. They
it was two questions in one.
Please answer.
Yep.
Please
sign
my and this Rebbe card.
Please sign Mager's motion.
The Rebbe card.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
English?
Funny part is when they have the pictures of like
that's great.
They both have like the bottom and all their shoes, and they think about what they look like.
And a skateboard.
I don't know, but I have no idea what the Ram look like. But he wore a turban his whole life. That's all I know. Never took it off in every picture.
I must draw you. This is disturbing.
The whole show really has a long show here. On Peiro Shalom Nigru V'nei Acholam Ha'idiyat Chakmin in Broken Peiros. There's a question on the small Peiros. The Peiros that are not yet ripe. Right.
Green tomatoes.
Boy, that's perfect for him. Perfect kind of question. What bracha do you make on the small, on the unripe fruit?
How long is the tshuva?
Why is that the perfect question?
Because he had the incredible bikiyas. How long? It's about three full pages. Not terrible. Not terrible.
You want to do this one, Mike?
Let's not say we did.
For now.
I
have my simple.
Can we do one of his chuvas at some point?
But
the guy who sat in the corner all Shabbos because he didn't want to violate Shabbos. Which one of you anything
it'd be interesting to go through this. I mean, he's done all these sugyas. I mean, he just doesn't know the achronim, that's all. But he's mainly a Rishonim. He mainly works with the Rishonim, but he doesn't, you know, he likes to work out the achronim through the Rishonim, you know what I mean?
No. Damn, the stronger is just.
Means to say he's not going to just go to the Rishonim and say, forget about the Achronim.
He'll just knock them off.
He'll start with the Achronim. Yeah, say, well, how can he work? How can he be consistent? You know, what sheet is he going with the Rishonim?
I'll say, at least the
Achronim.
Not that I've done that many
truths. So you want to just start the first paragraph. You tell me, Josh. Listen to the first paragraph.
Okay, I'll listen.
I forgot
to
tell me the first paragraph.
Now I'm going to say it again. Okay, fruits that are not yet complete. And they're eaten per force. Meaning to say,
only if you don't have right
ones. If you don't have other things to eat, right. De la machaber b'sim reish beis, sif beis, mevorchen bori pri adama. So the machaber paskins, based on the Gemara that we did, that it has the same pri right away. Right? Everything has the same pri right away.
Not like the grah.
Not like the grah. So, therefore he says, as long as it's edible, it's a bori pri eitz. Yofe hikshe b'nishmas adam.
Who just said you
said
break
your
adama? Yeah, you said adama. I meant dates. I'm sorry. Yofi hikshe b'nishmas odam. Dafiu b'nigmar pri. Im eina derech la'ochlan chayim. Mevorech shahakol. So the nishmas odam asks. That's the chay adam's longer chuvus in the shadow of the chuvus. He says that even if it was a full pri, right? And it's also the Nishma Sodom.
Is that the Chayyadim?
Yeah,
it's all the same guy.
All the same guy.
It's all not him.
Huh? Danzig, right. That, so he says like this, says if the fruit is complete, right, even if it's fully ripe, but it's not the normal way to eat it raw, right, then you make a shahakal. Right? Even though it's edible, the famous our trusty potato, right? It's fully grown, right? But it's only eaten cooked. It's essentially eaten cooked. But you can eat it raw. I can attest to that fact. I've eaten a raw potato.
It tastes horrible.
You just told me yesterday not to be weird.
No.
I was at this guy's farm in New Hampshire, and he pulled a potato out of the ground, and he said, here, try it. So it's edible. Maybe the young ones, the younger ones, maybe.
I don't know. I tried them once.
Yeah, no, I think it's because there was the younger ones.
You can eat them.
I mean, not like...
You don't want to get everyone nervous. It was good, right?
It was edible.
No, I remember eating them when I was a kid. That's not impossible.
No, we're not talking about Idaho. Not talking about an Idaho.
You didn't have potato for dinner.
There you go. More like a red tomato, a red red potato.
Smaller
ones. But anyway, the hakos of amachaber v'kruv shetovim v'vushalom yosem echayim kishem chayim mevarach shahakol. So the machaber himself paskins later that on all of these vegetables, since they are better cooked than raw, you make a shahakol.
What's the proof?
V'hatam tzorach lomar debishvil zeh afshein tovim gam ken kishem chayim. So you must say that even though they're good when they're raw, ose shein ochlin oson kishem chayim rak b'shas hadchak shein lo penai v'ein lo mokum levashlon. So and then it's considered that you don't eat them when they're raw, they're only eaten shas l'chak, if you have no time or place to cook them, and those you make a shakal on. Kol shekein below nigmar pri, k'shein ruin l'ochon, k'shein l'vorei chel shakal. That's the Nishmas Adam's question. That, why should the immature pri get a bari pri ha'etz if it's eaten na'idi ha'chak, when the mature pri, right, when the mature pri that is normally eaten cooked, when it's eaten raw, it gets a shakal. It's also eaten al yedei chak. It's hard to say it's more of a pre when it's small.
Oh.
Oh! Josh, I got him! I got him! He wants to hear more!
I'm hungry now.
That's an interesting question.
It's a good question.
It's a good question.
Meaning the when it's cooked, this fruit is normally eaten cooked, and when it's eaten raw,
potato.
It's a
shock. Right.
He's just saying the derech achila is.
He's saying derech achila is the main thing, and you see derech achila is the main thing because even if the fruit is fully formed, if the derech achila, if it's only eaten this way, it gets shahakol, right? So if it's an immature fruit, and it's only in idea chak, then it should also get a shackle. Okay, so he says like this. He says like this. V'yesh l'taritz shita samachaber. The hosom kishe yecholim l'sakna ma'idei ha'or. Right, this is what you think, Josh. Hare omdim b'stam le'ochlon dafka kishe yisaknem. That over there, the potato, it's capable of being made better through cooking. Right? So then you'll say they're only eaten when they're cooked. Ulechein bot la das ha'ochlon below tikkun. So then you say the guy's das is bottle when he eats it raw. Because right now, the fruit they have in front of you could be eaten cooked. And you're choosing to eat it raw, so you're, like I told Levi, don't be crazy, right? Deha betovim lochon chayim gam below adchak. Deha betovim lochon chayim gam below adchak. Varak shetovim yoser kshim avusholim shiraka bishvil ze ein ochlim below adchak. Shem avarach nami rak shahakol. That's a long sentence. Vada ein lomer de lo yes chashev ochel beetzem. Elohu mishum dekev alkoponim ein omim bestam lo ochlon chayim ein lo hachashivus levorich alze brocha mifuretes debot ladaisa ochlon lachshav achiloso. Okay, now we're saying there's nothing to do with its edibility. It has to do with the fact that it's better cooked. So that's koveya, the derech achila. And if you go against it, you want to eat it raw. So it's your das is bottle. Okay, in other words, if it could be eaten, if it's better cooked, and that's the way it's always eaten because it's a little bit better, because it's better cooked, even though it's edible raw, your das is bottle if you decide to eat it raw.
What about red, like red peppers?
I hate red peppers. V'zatam nemo.
I have an orange.
Shetzorach gam be'ein tovim. Le'ochlom chayim, and that's also the reason. V'zeh hatam neimo shetzorach gam be'ein tovim le'ochlom chayim. V'rak b'shar. What's this abbreviation? V'ras b'shar sadchak ochlom osam chayim. Shegam kim esha dinechoshev ochel gam b'zeh me'achash aroy akoponam lecho. Of mishum diyecholim l'sakna bebishol ve'ein omdim la'ochlan chayim ein lem achashivas tavarich brachem mefuretas. Okay, fine. Vimkein hu rak biyecholim ata l'sakna bebishol kedoma. That's his main idea. That the idea is that the fruit that's ripe, but eaten cooked. It's the fact that you can eat it cooked right now. That's mevatel. That's mevatel the derech achila of eating it raw, right?
The mechaber said
only when there's two options of how to eat it. One.
Vim kain hu rak biyecholim ata l'saknam bebishul kedoma. Ovo kishein yecholim l'saknam keha delo nigmar pri she'ayri mechaber hu she'af bebishul ubishum dover lo yuskenu yoser mikishein chayim. But by the case of the mechaber where they're so small, cooking them is not going to make them any better. It's not going to change their edibility. Rak shem e'achar shem ruyam lo'ochlon k'roi ein tolshem osam, and that's why you don't pick them. Kodem shenigru. Aval al kopon ha'achar shekvar nitlishu ein lehem achila acheres el achila shas b'shas uchak. Bein k'shem chayim bein k'shiyas vashlu v'nim shashat ha'omim rak l'achila k'shas uchak. So now he's saying, but these small fruits that you pick early, they're only eaten b'shas l'chak. There's no way to eat them not in a shas l'chak type of achila. If it's a full vegetable, so now you can say, well, it has a normal achila and it has a shas l'chak achila. So you can't make the right bracha, you can't make the real bracha on the shas l'chak type of achila. Because there's a better way to eat it. And if there's a better way to eat it, that's the derech that you get the bracha. But over here, there's only a shas l'chak achila. Because it's already picked and there's no other way to eat this in the normal way. So therefore, even the shas l'chak achila gets a bari priya adama.
So there's two qualifications, basically. It needs the it needs the shame pri. And once it has that, then there's also derech achila. There's only one derech achila.
That's right. And you can't, it's not that a shas of chak achila can't be a bar priya eitz. It's that it can't be a bar priya eitz when there's a derech achila.
It's
like relative. Exactly. To everything, he says, says that's like that's why even though there are better fruits and worse fruits, you don't say, since people would prefer to have the better fruit over the worse fruit, then the worse fruit gets a shackle. No, because in terms of it, that's the best way it's eaten. Right? Even though you would never eat this if you had other things. Since this fruit has no better way to eat it, it doesn't lose its specific bracha. Since you can't improve it from the way it is raw, nami varchan lav bracha mefuretas. Lo domi lamash kishiyesh lesakna an ayide bishul. It's not like the thing that you could improve through bishul. Ukedomash varchan rak shak ukshem chayim kevish efsher oso pri lesakna. That you make a shak because you could be mesakin the pri. Vizet boror tam mechaber. Ubim yutvu ayide bishul ukedome vada gam mechaber modesh varchan kishem chayim. And he says, and of course, if this little pre that you picked would be better cooked, it'd be the same thing. Right? Yep. So why does he have three more pages? That's the only question. Yep. Yeah, it's interesting. He has a very, you know, straight approach. Yeah, it's a very straight approach. It's like, you know, his simplicity is a certain brilliant simplicity. You know, simple can be stupid, and simple can be cutting right to the heart of the thing. You know, right, Josh? Right, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But then his also, the other thing is that he can take this simple thing and he can show you, he can work it out, you know.
Right.
It's one thing to have an idea, but then you have all these postkim you've got to deal with. Alright, so if you want, we can continue another time.
Can we continue? My vote. I mean,
you
want to
go a little further? We go a little further. See where he runs into problems. So he says like this: the nims of a fizah shebedin shekosav achayi odam shebishlon umesaknon umesakin beor shehutvu mikafish hayu chayim modegam mechaber shekshein chayim mevorach shahakol yachas shebishlon mesakin mevorach brocha mevredas rak beelu shlo mesaknin aydei bishol pligi. So now it turns out that even the mechaber would agree that on these immature fruits, if they could be better by cooking them. Right, even the Mechaber would agree that if you eat them raw, you'd make a shahakol. The Mechaber is not just saying anything that's picked young is always a shahakol, right? He's only saying that because if it's picked very early, then there's no way to improve it. It's so young and so bad, everything is considered a shas l'chak. But if the young fruit could be improved through bishul, even the Mechaber would agree that on the raw state you make a shakel, and on the cooked state you make a bar priya eitz, right?
So,
just the fact that it would be.
So he says they're only arguing. The only question is, the only question of rak be'elu shlo mesaknin ayidei bishul pligi. The only argument is the young fruits that can't be improved through bishul. De'lachaye adam gam behu mevarach rak shakel bein chayim bein mevushalom kevin sheikar achilas apri hu rak benigmar apri. So the Chai Adam holds that you would make a shahakol, since this pri would, the ikar achila of this min, of this type of a food, this type of a fruit, would have been to let it continue to grow. Right? So picking it early and eating it is an intrinsic shinui of its derech achila. Right?
Meaning letting it keep growing and then cook it.
Or eat it however you normally eat it, whatever it is. Right? says even though when you pick it, there's no better way to eat it. But the Chayei Adam held, it goes by what it could have been. It goes by the fact that it could have continued to grow and be a better food. So now that you pick it early, that's the same thing as eating a cookable fruit raw. He holds it doesn't matter. It doesn't go by the actual facts on the ground. It goes by what it could have been, right? Is he saying like this? Everybody agrees that when there's a better achila, on the worse achila you make a shahakal. The question is, does it have to be a better achila right now, or that it could have been a better achila, right? So the Chayei Adam says, as long as it could have had a better achila, if you would have let it grow longer, it would have had a better achila. So right now is considered a worse type of achila, and you get a shakal. And it's just like if you had a potato and you decided not to cook it. And the Mechaber says, no, you got to go by how it is right now. Since right now this fruit is not going to get any better, and there's no way to improve it, so that's its best. Whereas if you had the potato, you could have cooked it. Right?
It's like a different pre.
It's like, right now, it's like a different pre. Correct. The cave and choose suffix, the rabbi saw, yesh levarach shahakol ba'ofen zeh, bein achayim, bein amvushalim. So that's why he says, that's his psak over here. That since it's a machlokas in the poskim, so on the immature fruit that would be better, that would not be better cooked, right? Because that's the case where they have the argument. On the raw state, you should make a shakal. Because the machlokas, Chayei Adam is a shakal, Mechaber would say, Vimayidei bishol misaknim v'tovim lechol. And if this young fruit would be improved by cooking it, achar kemo achar shenigmru, just like if it were mature, mevorech achar bishol bori pere eitz l'tervayu.
It's like a baby potato.
Right. Then everybody would agree to make a bori pere
eitz. What about an unripe one that you took and cooked and it wasn't proved? The Mechaber and the Chayei Adam would still disagree in that case?
No that's the case you just mentioned. Yeah. So that they would agree? Because it's... If it's good, no, it has to be as good as it would have been. It has
as
to be
good as
good
as it would have been if you let it continue to grow.
Yeah.
And then cook it.
Really.
V'misaknim kitzas, that's your question.
How are you going to know? Because you don't know.
Oh, misaknim kitzas.
Now that's your question. If it's misaknim kitzas, let's say it just gets a little bit better, right? Shetovim yoser ayde bishol mikfishim chayim, that is better cooked than raw, oval alkol ponim hei gruum harbim imper shenigmaru, right? Right. Let's say the cooking improves them a little bit, but they're still not as good as they would get if you would let them complete their growing.
I would definitely say that.
That's still the Machlokes says, right? Gam kein yiflugu. Did leha machaber mevorech rach kishem chayim shahakol of mevushalom boi priya eitz. Of course, the machaber would say, since in this state the cooking does improve them, so raw is considered not the better way to eat it. Ulachay adam af mevusholim shakol. V'loshon v'imlo shebishlon amasakin b'or shekosla v'chay adam kavanoso sheniskenu kipeiros gemurim okor v'zeh. Ma'isa kevin shusofe geish levarach shakol. I don't know the loshon of the chay. He's trying to work out how the loshon of chay adam fits into what he's saying chay adam says. But,
so you're ordering the machaber to mean that, like, cooking means that it has to be like in the best possible state of eating. It's just as long as it's improved as opposed to it's like.
Machaber doesn't say anything about cooking. Machaber just says the young fruits you make a bar pirates. But he's saying it's not going to be worse. It's not going to be different than the ripe fruit, right? And if in the ripe fruit it's only eaten cooked, then certainly in the unripe fruit, if it's better cooked, you're going to make a shakal on it raw. Right?
But can you say, like, just because you're improving...
See, that's part of it. That's also, like, you know, I mean, take the Mechaber and say, you got to understand what the Mechaber means. Of course the Mechaber doesn't mean that no matter what you make a bar pri eitz on an immature fruit. It has to still fit in with a certain idea of brachos, yeah.
With the point of the Mechaber, if you were to cook it and Kesavan, in the unripe fruit, right? If you cook it, why does premature fruit.
Yeah.
And you cook it.
So what are the facts? It gets better, or it doesn't get better?
It does get better.
It gets gets as good as a regular fruit, or it gets a little bit better?
Right. Okay, as good as the regular. Why would you say you have an unripe tomato? It gets a little bit better.
If it gets a little bit, a good tomato is a good example. People cook them red and people cook them green. I mean, that's just because it's not nigmar. If it's just as good green and that's just as desirable, then of course then cooked is definitely going to be. Then even the chayadam would agree cooked is going to be a bar b'adam.
Okay, my question was: I see the idea clearly of derech achila by the uncooked versus
tomato is not really a good example. Well, yeah, because green tomato is not good to eat. A green tomato is not eaten raw.
Only cooked or pickled or whatever it is.
So he's saying the machlokas though would be if it's improved when it's cooked, but it's not really rise to the level of what the pre could have been.
Right.
So then the Chayadim would still say you make a shahakol on the cooked, and the Mechaber would say you make the Bar Priya Eitz on the cooked, and on the raw you'd make a shahakol.
So that was my question. It seems it is a chiddush here. He's saying that by the premature fruit, there's still, even though in itself is not the normal derech achila.
I guess it should be called immature, probably the proper term.
Right.
I'm not sure why. Sounds better. Is it immature or is it premature? Premature would seem to be goes by an event, right? An event happened prematurely. A thing is immature.
You're eating it prematurely, right?
The thing is immature.
I guess the thing is immature.
The baby is born prematurely, but the baby is really immature. The baby is not premature. The delivery was premature.
The event
was premature. Correct. The baby itself.
Okay.
Right?
Immature.
Some people. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. How can you say that? How can you say there is a derech achila by?
It's a good question. That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, that would be like the green tomato. You could say that there is a market for cooked green tomato.
Right.
It's in terms of the fruit. It's not. In terms of the fruit, it's still considered shalom nigmaru.
Right. My question is, like, you have an immature potato.
Right.
Like, I guess you could say, I mean, you're already out of the realm of normal derech achila.
Look, people have baby carrots. I don't know.
I think those are really adult carrots.
I think you're right.
They're just baby cut.
They're dwarf carrots.
So it's still when they say baby carrots.
No one wants to eat a dwarf carrot.
Yeah.
Baby carrots. Baby carrots.
Interesting.
Now he says, Vahad, the cause of Hagraw. This is cut in Zion, the Yosinira, Shatoli, Bisman, Chiev, Meiser. Right? Davi Piri, Afrin, Brocha, Muchrochen Lomar, the Lav Klau, Gomeru. That it's not a klal goma, according to the Gro. When he says that it goes by Meiser. See, now he's going to be arguing with the Gro.
Oh, right.
Because the Gro says the bracha goes by Meiser. But now it's going to turn out he's saying that if you have an immature fruit, which is not the Shir Meiser, which is not the Zman Meiser, right? If it's, It's going to still get a bracha sometimes. Still get a bar priates. So how's he going to work out the grow with the mechaber?
The grow will do the shakos if you're not chayim meiser yet.
Yeah. It's not just meiser. The grow says it's always going to shakos. All right, we have this week. This is a bigger endeavor.
Can you finish it?
Can't finish it on Monday, but we can. If you want to continue, it's Orachayim Aleph.
It's
in the meantime.
Be yachid.
Wait,
can
I do any chazar today? Can I do any chazar?
I'll do it. I don't know what.
Let's just do 5 minutes.
I was waiting.
Okay.
You can't dive mincha now anyway. You got 10 minutes till mincha.
Sometimes our shiur.
And the kiddush is not starting now. That is
guaranteed. Or Chaim Alpha was the shiur. Mincha.
It's amazing the way
you
did.
Monday morning?
Unbelievable. It's a beautiful thing.
Like,
we did a few
chulas in halakha class in high school of Rabbi Yosef, and like
he just has like crazy bikias and he just goes through every single guy.
He's exhausting.
Like he ever stops him and analyzes the issue.
He's exhausting. He does have a pretty, sometimes he's...
I know, it's just like you get the feeling when you go through one of the
emotions. You have to know how to read his chula. You know what I mean? You have to learn how to not be overwhelmed by his...
Right.
You gotta realize, when you see all those abbreviations, just skip to the next section or
I could be wrong. It just seems like you get more of a feeling when you read one of the emotions too, is that he's really going through it like a super, whereas like
I mean, emotion more starts with the reasoning and then works back into the Ashwana, you know?
Right.
Like, now he has his reason, now he's got to deal with the grot.
Totally overwhelmed. You know what I mean?
Like, it doesn't seem like Avad Yosef has as much, like, Sephara in his,
Of course he's taking
the grot.
Well, he's going to try to interpret the grot. I don't know. I'm not sure what he's going to do with the grot. I have no idea.
He, like, tallies them up.
But it's...
At the end, there's, like, a little chart.
46
for 45.
So what was the last thing we did? The last thing we did was the Kemah, no?
Yeah.
And it's Laf. Oh,